So, welcome back to Cognac and Conspiracies. I'm Taylor.
And I'm Jade.
And it's been a minute.
It's been a really long time.
It's been a really long time, you guys. But I feel like it's okay. It's not just us, you know, just being inconsistent. We've been following social distancing guidelines. Yeah. We could not leave the house. We kind of felt like it would be in bad taste to be like, anyway, we here drinking in the middle of like a pandemic.
So. Yeah. And we did not have the equipment at the moment to, I guess, remotely record the podcast, so.
Yeah, and I feel like the way it's set up is, like, very, it's like a social.
Yeah, so it would have been weird. It would have been, so.
It's not as fun.
That was our choice to be a safe and good citizen.
Yeah, and stay in the house. But we're allowed to leave the house again now.
So, yeah, we're
but,
back.
I mean, neither, I don't leave the house, but you don't leave the house either, so.
We usually just go between each other's houses, but now we can freely do that again.
Facts, so. yeah. All right, cool. So we're going to ramp back up with me. It's my week this week. I think the last one you did was you.
Wasn't it Moon Landing? No, but it's so long
ago. It was so long ago.
But yeah, I think so I was.
Yeah. All right. So, boom. We're on me. So I chose today the conspiracy. I chose the assassination of Martin Luther King. And this was what I was going to do before the Miss Rona came through. But, you know. Got derailed. And I was like, okay, I should do this. That's what I was telling you. I was trying to choose between like the AIDS epidemic and this. And niggas got on my nerves so bad on social media that I decided to choose this one because it's almost like people have forgotten their history in the last fucking week or so.
Yeah.
And they've been blowing me. So I was like, okay, we can, you know, revamp a little bit of history. And do it that way. So I'm not really going to talk about who Martin Luther King is. Everybody knows who Martin Luther King is. We're going to jump straight to the actual evening and morning of the assassination and then the subsequent, you know, conspiracy theories that came out of that. And we're drinking Crown and... Well, we're drinking Crown.
Yeah,
we're
drinking Crown. Let's just say that.
An assortment of mixtures.
Yeah, there's a table full of random chasers you can pick from.
All right. So... The assassination took place on Thursday, April 4th, 1968, and apparently Martin Luther King was going to have, like, this, I guess, strike. He was on his way to D.C. For, you know, a speaking engagement that they were going to have, like, a strike in D.C., but he got called to kind of give this speech, kind of, like, called out of his way. They wanted him to come down to Memphis real quick on his way to D.C. So he comes down to Memphis, and he stays at the Lorraine Motel, and it was owned by this businessman. His name's Walter Bailey. And he had stayed there, like, a lot of times before. This was, like, his go-to hotel. I watched this... Like, I watched a lot of, like, different clips, and one was this lady talking about it, and she actually witnessed the assassination, and she was talking about how she was a room service girl. She was a waitress girl. She worked at the hotel, and she would bring him his food, and, like, whenever he would come, people would be like, oh, my God, Dr. King's here. Dr. King is here, and he was, like, a celebrity, and, like, that was, like, his room. So this
I didn't know all that.
Yeah, so that wasn't the first time he had been in that hotel. Everybody knew him. They were excited to see him come. She said, fun fact, she said they would always order burgers.
Fun fact.
That's
not really that fun.
Martin Luther King likes burgers.
Fun fact, but it's like really not that fun fact.
Sorry. Well,
no. Burger fact. To you, but yeah, burger fact.
Burger fact. Yeah. MLK like them a good burger. Around like 5:45-ish, he went out onto his balcony. And was just hanging out on the balcony and got shot. He got shot. He got shot. And it was at 6. He was out there for a few minutes with his colleagues. They were hanging out, trying to joking around. Like she said, they ordered some food, just chilling. And he actually got shot at 6:01. Wow. But what I didn't know is that he didn't die right then and there. I didn't know that. That breeds a conspiracy theory that we'll talk about later.
Whenever people have to get, I've learned this. Whenever people have to get transported somewhere,
it is
the breeding ground for a million and one conspiracy.
Yeah, that leaves way too much room for error, for people to tamper with stuff, to do stuff, and people are like, oh nah, what the fuck? So yeah, he didn't die right away. Mm-hmm. But they said shortly after the shot was fired, they saw a man running from a rooming, there was like another hotel. They called it like a rooming house. And I guess from when I looked up, I guess that's, it's like a hotel, a motel or something like that. So there was a another motel across the street from the one that he was staying in. So they see this man running out of the motel or whatever, and they think that it was James Earl Ray, who's actually the guy who got sentenced. He got a 99-year prison sentence for assassinating Martin Luther King. So they think that it was him. And police, quote, found a package that was close to the motel site that had a rifle and some binoculars, and they had, like, his fingerprints and stuff on it. James Earl Ray's.
That's interesting.
Yeah, that... I'll get to it. It says that he actually... They proved that he actually did purchase that rifle 6 days earlier under an alias name. James Earl Ray did.
Okay.
Yeah, so, you know, then a manhunt was triggered because they have his fingerprints, because he was a criminal. He was like a career, he was like a petty criminal. He actually escaped from prison. He was supposed to be, he escaped from prison, yeah, at one point, yeah. James Earl Ray, he was like a, quick background on him, they said he was a, kind of like a career criminal. He was very racist, and he... kind of had like this thing with Martin Luther King. Like people say like, yeah, like his family members or colleagues and stuff like that said that like if he would come on TV, like they would broadcast like, oh, Dr. King is the speech today or whatever, he would get like irate. Like he would get mad. Like he was very racist and he was not pleased with what was happening.
So do you feel like, I mean, I feel like I'm like kind of fast forwarding, but do you feel like he did this out of his own personal spite or was it like a paid hit?
No, I don't think it was just him, but.
I mean, yeah, so.
But yeah, that's what the police kind of said. It was like just hit, just a lone, crazy racist man.
Decided to
come, and he wasn't even, he followed him to Memphis. He wasn't even from Memphis. He wasn't even in Memphis. He was in like Atlanta. Or something. Like, he's like on the lam. He's a criminal. He goes from place to place.
He's a professional. Like he's
yeah, he's like a career criminal. Yeah, he doesn't do shit but go to prison and get out. Yeah, he just goes to prison. Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah, gets out. Yeah, so he wasn't even in Memphis. He was in Atlanta, heard that Dr. King was going to Memphis, followed him to Memphis, found out where he was going to stay, and rented a room in that motel across the street from his motel.
That's not true. Yeah, I'm excited to hear the conspiracies because like I know they exist, but I've never actually done like my research. Like I know people are always like, oh, like the government assassinated Martin Luther King, but I've never actually done the research. So I'm like interested to see how people like pull all these like
pieces. And the mob too, apparently.
And the mob?
Yeah.
There's always the mob somewhere.
Yeah, they were racist too, so I believe it.
The mob?
Yeah. Those Italians.
I don't know about the mob.
those Italian mafia, they're racist as fuck. They hated black people. Yeah.
For what?
Being black. Italians are racist.
I mean, I don't know any Italians.
They're mad racist. But I remember watching... Have you ever seen American Gangster?
No.
Okay, you should watch it. Quick sidebar. In American Gangster, it's about this guy. It's black guy, Frank Lucas. And he, like, becomes, like, this big, like, drug dealer. And this was, like, when, like, kind of, like, the Italian, like, mafia was, like, a big thing. And they were, like, pissed about it. And they were like, how the fuck is this fucking nigger going to make more money than us? Like, they were pissed about it. Yeah. It's a...
I should watch that.
They should. You should. It's a really good movie. Denzel plays him. Denzel Washington. All right. So they find all of these, you know, binoculars, the rifle that he purchased. Mm-hmm. They start searching for him, and they didn't find him 2 months later. They found him 2 months later. Till 2 months later, they found him in London trying to get like he was trying to get like some passport stuff and flee to wherever the fuck. And so they apprehended him 6 months later in London. So. Like I said, Martin Luther King didn't die right away. He was rushed to St. Joseph's Hospital in Memphis, and they said that they performed a cardiopulmonary resuscitation. So they just were trying to bring him back. Mm-hmm. There's a lot going on. But he never regained consciousness, and he died about only an hour later. So like he got shot at 6:01. He died at like 7:05 p.m. They pronounced him dead. And he was 39 at the time, which I was like, that's super young.
That is super young. Yeah, I feel like... You don't think about it like that.
Well, I also think he didn't look 39. I feel like, I mean, no, no shade. I just find 39.
The T, Taylor is shady.
No, I didn't mean Martin it that Luther way. King. No, I didn't mean it that ooh, way. Ooh. I just feel like 1968, 39 and 2020, 39 is like totally different. Taylor, like, I feel like people were like real adults at 39 no, and a, now we're like.
It's a harder life to live. You yeah. had like 7 kids by then.
Yeah, exactly.
Like you and your wife yeah. together for 20 years.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, that's what I meant. I just felt like they looked he more does like.
Not look that old.
I didn't say he looked old. I just said he didn't look like today's 39. I didn't mean anything like that. Don't drag me. I didn't mean anything by that. I literally didn't mean anything by that. But look, I just feel
is
like.
Is this even him?
I think so. We're looking at photos. Yeah, that's him. Doesn't he look not. Today's 39 doesn't look like that, I don't think. I feel like at 39, sometimes people are just now getting married and starting their lives. Like
at 39?
Yeah, some people don't have kids till 39.
My mom had me at 38, so I can't
even right, tell you. Exactly, right. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's not, but by then, at 39, like you said, you've probably been married for like 20 years in that time period.
I think you have a bajillion kids by then back in the day. Like,
and it's a hard life. And also, speaking of, they said that in his autopsy, it said that his heart was in the condition of a 60-year-old man. Even though he was 39.
Okay, we're going to stop. I'm done. My bad. We're going to stop shading our good Sizzler looking.
It wasn't. They said it was. They said it was the stress of the civil rights movement. 13 years of the civil rights movement. You ignorant. Not all the hamburgers. But yeah, they said it was because he had been doing this like very high stress work for 13 years and his heart was just kind of like fucked up.
Yeah, all jokes aside, a lot of times when people like, if their spouse or son, daughter, whoever is like you know, as a reason, like killed by the police, like what is that one guy's name? I can't remember. He was sent to like Rutgers Island. Like,
Khalif Browder.
Yeah,
yeah.
So his mom, like his family, like went on to like pursue justice for him. Mm-hmm. I think don't quote me. I think his mom actually ended up dying, or did his mom get some condition? Like the stress of it, of like fighting those types of situations, does like end up killing like a lot of people, like the family of the loved one.
Yeah, yeah, it's a lot. There's a documentary about him on Netflix.
That yeah, I watched it.
Oh, you watched it? I haven't watched it. I just know
it's really sad. It's just sort of like, how do you spell it?
Sorry, I think it's K-A-L-I-E-F or E-E-F.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
I-E-F? Yeah. I just know the general story, but I haven't watched it.
Yeah, his mom did pass away. She did pass away. And his mom was like a whole advocate and was constantly protesting and speaking publicly to get justice for him. And she actually ended up passing away.
It's exhausting.
It is exhausting. Trying to
arguing with people who are so I mean, even in this day, like when people, even with social media and stuff like that, like some people get on social media and argue with like
trolls.
All right. Trolls. Day in and day out, they argue with trolls. And I'm like, I didn't do that. That's exhausting. It's exhausting trying arguing with somebody who's literally like committed to misunderstanding.
I also
like it's like talking to a brick wall.
I also think like in general, like I think like arguing with the system is just as difficult too, because I think you are still arguing with a brick wall. Like I feel so bad. But, like again, like a lot of these mothers and families, they end up eventually like 6 months later, they end up not being in political office, but they end up at hearings and stuff like that. And, like, in my long 26 years of life, I've never seen any laws or anything come of, like, a black man or black woman being wrongfully killed.
Yeah.
So, I think in that sense, like, everyone's, like, Black Lives Matter and is, like, doing their whole, like, fun thing on social media. But I have really seen no change. So, I can't even imagine being a mother and you're talking to the system that's supposed to be the correct way to get things done, and you literally are talking to like a concrete wall.
Yeah, and nothing's happening.
Yeah,
yeah, nothing's happening. Trayvon Martin's mom is running for office.
She is running for office, and she looks great. She still looks like she's in good health and mentally sustaining. Because if it was me, I wouldn't be doing so good.
Yeah, good luck to sis. I hope she wins. That is the, you know, the background behind it. That was the assassination. Afterwards, it was like a. Not a madhouse, but it was like they're saying that there was riots in over like 100 cities across the U.S. People were really, really upset, and it's just like it was crazy because you know for 2 months, nobody was in custody. There was there was no charges, there was no nothing to speak of. So for 2 months, it was kind of like you know a lot, and so there's a few conspiracy theories and some kind of intertwine with each other. So I'll start with the first one, which is kind of like the least thought one and kind of the most easily disputed. But I'll say it because people say it. And the first one is that Martin Luther King wasn't dead when he went to the hospital. Yeah, that's the one. And that they actually suffocated him in the hospital.
Oh.
Yeah, so that there's a conspiracy theory out there that they could have saved him, but they chose not to, and actually instead chose to suffocate him. But there was an autopsy, and the autopsy said he died from a gunshot. But we would be fudging autopsies, though.
Yeah, exactly. We've learned that one before.
Yeah. But the thing with that one is, I just feel like he still was shot in the head. You know what I mean? Like, I just...
Does anything, so is there any supporting evidence to that? Or is it like hearsay that happened?
No. Oh, okay. It's just like born out of like HOTEP Reddit threads.
I love it.
Yeah,
love it.
There's no, that's why I was like, that's why I was like, I'll throw that one out there first and get it out the way. But he, you know, that's just what people think. And it's like I said, it's pretty easily disputed that, that probably didn't happen. Mm-hmm. But what I do think happened, here we'll get to the second two, and actually, the King family filed a civil suit and won the civil suit.
See, you never hear about that. You never, ever, ever do. Almost every episode we've done, people literally be winning money and literally settle in civil suits, and people, no one talks about it.
Yeah.
That does not shock me at all. I'm excited to hear that one. I'm excited.
So I'll get to, so first off, the second conspiracy theory is that he was assassinated by the FBI and J. Edgar Hoover, our good friend who makes appearances in this podcast time and time again. It's a fucking terrible person. But so basically, J. Edgar Hoover really, really had it out for Martin Luther King. He hated this man. Like, he called him the most notorious liar in the country. They had him under FBI surveillance. They said since the Montgomery bus boycott, they had him under surveillance, and that was in 1956. They had been wiretapping his phones. You know, they kind of had beef. Like, King was mad with them, and he felt like they were ineffective. They weren't trying to solve a problem. They were just trying to come in his neck for no reason. They weren't concerned about, like, black liberation. They weren't concerned about what's going on with black people. They just wanted him to, like, shut up about it. And they were concerned about his ability to mobilize so many black people, J. Edgar Hoover was. And he wanted him to disappear. He wanted him to get away. Even went so far as to blackmail him. You know how?
Really?
Yeah, he blackmailed him. He sent a tape that he released a memo that said that King was, quote, a tomcat with obsessive degenerate sexual urges. He would talk about his personal life. He would say that at their conferences they had prostitutes, homosexual behavior. He sent a video to Coretta Scott King that was supposedly a sex tape of Martin Luther King. Yes.
The T.
Yes.
What?
And of course, you can't find the video, but Coretta, you sent it to Coretta, and Coretta said basically she was like, it was kind of like grainy and like not
him.
Yeah, I mean, it very well may not have been. She was like, I kind of really couldn't make sense of it. It was like, she said it was, quote, mumbo jumbo. Like, it's just like, who the fuck is that? And what are they even doing? Like, but
a black figure.
Yeah, like, yeah. Somebody fucking. But yeah, maybe, but maybe not somebody. Him. Maybe not him. But yeah, he called him, like, sexually psychotic. He called him a fraud. Like, just a whole smear campaign.
Was this public, though? So, like, was this, like, publicly documented? Or was this, like, behind closed doors?
You know,
like,
no, this was behind closed doors.
That's what I was saying.
So,
yeah,
this
is
the same, like, when we did, like, the Fred Hampton thing, the COINTELPRO, and he would send letters. And he even sent a letter to him telling him that he needs to kill himself.
That's so wild. Because did you ever watch the Malcolm X documentary on Netflix? Didn't they get fake letters too?
Yes.
Montgomery?
It was a tactic.
And they tried to literally, like, start a feud, like, with the, like, okay.
Yep. Yeah, because they tried to start a feud between the Black Panthers and the Black Liberation Army. I think it was. So,
they would remember that.
And I think the Asada episode. He's everywhere. This dude Hoover is everywhere and everything.
Man,
like,
he loves some chocolate. Like,
man, why are you so obsessed with us? You know, it's like, bro, chill. But yeah, they would send letters, you know, and be like, oh, this is from Fred Hampton. Just being trash, or this is from Martin Luther King, this is from Malcolm X, and it wasn't from them. Then the other leaders would get mad, just trying to divide and conquer, basically, so that they wouldn't able, black people wouldn't be able to mobilize with each other and be together. They just wanted everybody to be mad at each other and split off into their own separate things to make it easier for them to take people out, basically. So basically, people think that J. Edgar Hoover and the FBI conspired with James Earl Ray in order to pay him money to shoot Martin Luther King.
Okay.
Yeah, but because they just, James Earl Ray wasn't smart. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, he wasn't,
like, getaway person.
Yeah.
And, like, I feel like a lot of times the government, or, like, in these cases, I feel like they use, like, disposable people in a sense. Like, he's a multi, like, he's been to jail multiple times.
Yes.
Like, not to say he's someone that wouldn't be missed, but people have already written him off as this horrible criminal. So if you're going to try to bid someone to do your dirty work, like, he's a perfect candidate to do so.
And he even said, well, we'll get to that. James Earl Ray confessed because he didn't want to get the death penalty. He got 99 years. But then right after he got sentenced, he came out and said that he was part of a conspiracy. He only confessed so that, yeah, he said it? Yeah, he said he was part of a conspiracy, and he only said that to avoid the death penalty, but that he was part of a pawn in a conspiracy theory. And he also said that he didn't even actually pull the trigger.
Hold on.
There's another person that they think pulled the trigger, and his family thinks pulled the trigger as well.
Well, first of all, honest to God, you still should be in jail. So he can talk all he wants.
Facts.
You still got to sit your ass in jail. What's that got to do with me?
Sorry to this man.
I'm sorry. His family, what's that got to do with me? Nothing. But wait. So, but I'm like, I was with the government, but I also know government employees. But I feel like the government is so bad at covering the tracks sometimes. Because, like, he didn't do it, but they let him go on, like, the record and say he's, like, part of a conspiracy.
But like, this was just him talking in jail. I mean, they can't stop him from. This is after he was already convicted. So he was convicted. He got his sentence. You know, there was no, and that's the funny thing, there was no trial because he confessed. He admitted to it. So he admitted to it. He got a sentence. He didn't go to trial.
But he said, wait. So he's okay. So he said basically, I'm guilty. Mm-hmm. Because he didn't want the death penalty?
He didn't want to get the death penalty.
What would have gotten the death penalty if he was like,
if he went to trial and got found guilty.
Oh, so he did, okay.
Like
so
a plea deal settled. So much. Okay. So kind of like a plea deal. So they're like, oh, if you admit that you did this, then, you know, you can avoid the death penalty. We'll give you 99 years. It's basically, you know, your life in prison or whatever. And he died, like, when he was, like, old from, like, heart problems or something like that. Something natural.
I feel like he had to be, like, isolated the whole time in prison.
Probably. They probably.
I don't know how he survived that long in prison.
Yeah. But, yeah, so he admitted it so that he would not get the death penalty. And then, you know, once he got to prison and got sentenced or whatever, he started talking and was like, hey, you know I said I did this by myself and by myself only, but, like, that's not the truth. That's not what happened. And I didn't even shoot him.
So this is all prison hearsay?
Well, this was talked about in the civil suit. So we can go into the civil suit.
Yeah.
So the house, the boarding house or whatever that was across the street from the Lorraine Motel that Martin Luther King was staying in had a bathroom that had a direct sight line to the Lorraine Motel, like his balcony, right? So the person who, there was a guy named Lloyd Jowers, is J-O-W-E-R-S, and he owned a coffee shop on the first floor of that rooming house. And he said that he was paid $100,000 by a local mobster to help organize the assassination because he was in that, you know, he was in the rooming house. And he said the back door of his shop led to the outside and they basically had to pay people off in the rooming house to organize this assassination so that nobody would talk. And he said that he remained silent for 25 years. And there was like an HBO special where like they did like a James Earl Ray mock trial and that made him like speak out about it because he was like, this is wrong. And he said that there was actually a different person. The mafia was involved and there was also a different person and his name was Lieutenant Earl Clark and he was a Memphis police lieutenant and he's the one who put the trigger and shot him.
Wow. Yes. That makes sense. That definitely makes sense. But like, Why would that random, what was his name? James Earl?
Earl Ray?
I keep on calling him James Earl Jones. Who is that?
He's like a, isn't he a singer? Or is he a, whatchamacallit? Actor.
Now we do this. Check all our the black time. Cards.
He's an actor.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, he's the Lion King.
Yeah,
dude.
I was like, why does that keep? I want to keep on saying that. Okay, so James Earl Ray. Uh-huh. So, but what would like motivate him to say, yeah, like I'm gonna do this? Like, I get it. Like, it's like I totally don't put it past like the government and like the mob to like set all this up and stuff like that and the black people. But like, what would make him be like? Like, what's the motivation for him to say like?
Well, they would say that the motivation was money and also the fact that he didn't. I mean, he was racist. Like, he didn't like
Martin Luther King.
So it's like, he was upset with the Civil Rights Movement. He was upset with Martin Luther King. You know, like you said, he still needs to sit his ass in jail. But at the same time, the point is like, yeah, I was a part of this, but it wasn't just me. Like, it was a whole conspiracy.
Okay, so I get it. Because, yeah, so basically somebody was like, hey, do you want to help kill your least favorite person ever? Like, you don't have to do shit, but we will make sure that Martin Luther King will be dead at the end of this. So I feel like, yeah, he would have been like, hell yeah.
I'm paying some money. They're paying everybody some money. But I'm like, what's good with the money? Well, I guess you can get commissary and shit. Yeah. And they probably got, I mean, shit. Did you finish the Jeffrey Epstein thing?
No, I haven't. I still finished it.
They probably got him a nice little cushy place in prison where nobody could beat his ass. And,
I mean,
you know, gave him
some
money so he could get his little ramen noodles every week like he wanted. And then, you know, he's like, cool, I did this thing. But I think he kind of just went back on it because it was a thing where he didn't realize maybe that he was going to take all the flack. He's like, there's Salem. There's Jade's cat. He's quite vocal. So the person they said pulls the trigger was Memphis Police Lieutenant Earl Clark. And in 1999, Coretta Scott King bought a civil suit that alleged that Jowers and others had conspired to assassinate King. And the King family was represented by this guy named William Pepper. And during the trial took 4 weeks. And during the 4 week trial, he bought over 70 witnesses and thousands of documents. And basically, Jowers, the guy who owned the shop in the motel where James Earl Ray supposedly shot King from, testified that Ray was only a scapegoat. And that's, you know, during this, I guess he was testifying this because he was trying to get out of trouble. You know, so he was spilling the beans, basically, and said that James Earl Ray was only the scapegoat and that the lieutenant, Earl Clark, actually fired the fatal shots. And then they had him run out and, you know, they put his fingerprints, they dropped that package, they put his fingerprints, and then used him as a scapegoat to go to jail. And when they said, here's the thing, when they said they found that package and the rifle that's and the stuff with his fingerprints. Right? I was like, well, that's fucking dumb. Why
so
would you do that?
Yeah. A literal package of all the supplies. Literally, of all the supplies.
It's like something out of a cartoon.
You used to commit a murder. No, I'm and he was like, and like literally sealed it up and nicely placed it and was just like, this is cool. This is what I'm going to do.
Well, like, my package, I feel like it was probably like a backpack or something.
I know. It wasn't like Delft tape. It was like an Amazon Prime package. But that's like what I think. Is he like, rolled everything up like bubble tape
sack.
And then put it in
a Prime package.
No, but dead ass and Amazon
assassination
like,
tools. Yeah, I thought that was stupid. I was like, why would you drop your rifle and your binoculars that you just used to assassinate the
like
biggest civil rights
leader
of our time? Why would you just leave it in the woods right next to the motel?
Yeah.
Why would you
that
do
make
that?
Sense.
Doesn't make any sense. They planted that shit there. They put that shit there.
Like, bro, the government sucks.
They fucking suck.
Whoever like was hired, I'd be like, bro, we're gonna let you go. Because that sucked.
So the mix, there was a jury, and the jury was like a mixed race jury. I don't know exactly how many were black and white or women and men. But it only took them 1 hour, and they reached a unanimous verdict that Martin Luther King was assassinated as a result of a conspiracy. Mm-hmm. They found Jowers responsible and also found that government agencies, quote, whatever that means, were amongst the conspirators. The King family, actually, when they did this case, they weren't even seeking any money. They asked for $100. They just wanted to prove the point.
Yeah,
so they were granted their $100. They requested the damages. And they were just trying to prove a point that they wanted to take them to court. And they, because if you like you remember, James Earl Ray didn't have a trial, and the kids, I think it was on purpose too. And the kids and Coretta Scott King said that they wanted him to have his day in court because it would expose. You know, when you have to go to a trial, you have to get documentation. Yeah, you have to take an oath. You have to go into, you know, who was doing what, where were you this day? You bring your witnesses, you cross examine them. They couldn't do any of that stuff, and they didn't want them to because they didn't want to expose the fact some weirdo shit, like some shady shit, was going on.
Yeah, the more I think about it too, because if you're like, oh yeah, like he wasn't too bright, like the last thing he wants is this man to like go like on the stand and then like crack.
Yeah.
So I feel like they didn't want to give him a trial or anything because it would have, like, the whole thing would have like unraveled so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Yeah. So they just basically wanted to have their day in court. His kids and Coretta Scott King don't believe that James Earl Ray killed them. Mm-hmm. They don't believe that at all. They think that it was Earl Clark, the lieutenant, and they won their civil suit that they filed against them. So,
yeah, well, honestly, well, good for them, but it's not really good. Because I feel like when you, like, read history books, like, when people always talk about, like, Dr. Martin Luther King, they kind of, like, leave that out. And you would think that in, like, 2020 there would be a retraction in books so that kids, like, knew that portion of it. So, like, I'm glad they have that, like, documented, but there definitely has been, like, the ball has been dropped. They basically, you have to do a whole research podcast. You have to go and look and find it because, like, honestly, like, yes, it's a conspiracy podcast, but is that really a conspiracy now? It kind of seems like it's, like, a case closed of, like, that's what happened.
Man. It's wild because it's like you said, they're not gonna say that because it would be too much like right. It would be too much like right. They're not gonna admit that the government conspired to kill Martin Luther King because that's everybody's dude now, you know?
Well, that's, man, I saw a tweet the other day and somebody was like, you know, it's going to be really different, like moving forward in the future because everything is so well documented that the government is going to have a hard time like rewriting like the history of like, basically of the recent like invention of like portable phones and everyone having a camera on them basically. They're like, and people, you know, like now you can publicly spew your opinion on the internet. So like if I was to be like attacked by the police, I could literally write my expose and in seconds. Everybody can read it. So they were like, it'll be really hard for the government to rewrite history and the things that have happened.
Yeah.
So I kind of feel like, yeah, I'm just like, I feel like why, I guess it's hopeful because maybe when we're older, there'll be some accountability, but I definitely understand that they don't want, yeah, like they're good dude to be.
I think that they're still going to try to lie. Because I feel like they lie in our face all the time.
All the time.
And I feel like just like how you, like people, like black people might talk to like their grandparents or their great grandparents and be like, oh yeah, like this is what really was happening. Like I was there. I feel like it's going to be the same shit. Like,
absolutely. Yeah. You're actually right. Absolutely. Because it's true. Like as soon as you talk to your grandparents or someone in your family and they start talking about whatever it may be, they're like, oh no, like it was really like this and we were this. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's going to be the same thing, and it's going to be like, man, it's crazy because when you, and I really wanted to do this episode because it's like, right now, I feel like every time somebody gets unjustly killed by the police.
Do you want to give them the context?
Oh, well, yeah.
Of like,
yeah.
What today? Oh, okay. Sorry, because, so, you know, it's okay. Like maybe years from now, someone might not know.
Okay, so recently, there was a black man, his name was George Floyd, and he got killed by a police officer in Minneapolis. He sat there with his knee on his neck.
For seven minutes
or something crazy like that. Because they thought he wrote a bad check.
Yeah, it was a bad check.
And it apparently wasn't. It doesn't matter if it was or wasn't. It literally doesn't matter.
Either way, it was not enough.
Yeah, so it's just like, so there's been like rioting and uprisings and people have been basically like going ham and it's just like very tense time.
And it's still a pandemic.
Yeah. And so it's crazy because I feel like every time something like this happens, because it happens not all the time, but it'll happen and it'll happen again.
Well,
I would say the killings happen all the time, but it doesn't get so highly publicized media attention all the time as it is right now. And it's just like I feel like every time this happens, people are like, oh my God, Martin Luther King wouldn't want this. And I'm like, shut the fuck up. Like, yeah. shut up.
It's,
shut shut up.
Like, do you ever think about how it's, like, kind of weird that I guess, like, I don't know how, I don't even want to, I don't want to say the government, but I guess, mainstream, like, American culture, like, have taken Martin Luther King's image
and just whitewashed it.
Yeah, they whitewashed it and kind of made him this man where anytime anything ever happens, right, they kind of make him, like, the scapegoat for, like, shut the fuck up.
Yes!
Like, whenever they want to tell people to shut the fuck up, yes, they're like, Martin Luther King wants you to shut the fuck up. Like, I'm just saying, like, whenever anybody is really speaking the truth, they're like, well, young lady, would Martin Luther King want you to say that? I'm like, yeah,
he would. What are you talking about? You know what I'm saying? I feel like people have whitewashed, like you said, have whitewashed his image, have warped it, have rewritten history so weird. Bad. Where I'm like, let me remind you how this actually happened. Right? Like, how this actually went down. Y'all hated this man. You hated him. Taylor, you shot him in the face.
It's like, what
the fuck?
People are like, you know y'all shouldn't be raiding that Target. Y'all need to be peacefully protesting.
Martin Luther King went, what?
And we're like, and where did that get him? In a grave.
In the grave,
like,
right.
It doesn't matter what you, I feel like, yeah, it's a heated time, so I have to rant. But it doesn't matter what you do as a black person in this country, especially as a black man. It literally does not matter. You could be sitting outside picking fucking daisies, and they will find a way to literally
villainize you.
Yeah, best way, villainize you. So it doesn't matter. So
it really doesn't. It really doesn't. And I feel like people leave out all the time. Like, people always, the only Martin Luther King speech that white people know is, I have a dream.
And they chop it up.
And they chop it up and they clip it. Yes. And it's like Martin Luther King never condemned riots. Like, he said, like, rioting is the language of the unheard. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, yeah, maybe you wouldn't go about it this way, but that's not your experience.
It's not.
You don't know what you're talking about right now.
Exactly. Like, exactly. I just don't think it's everyone's place to chime in. Exactly. So if you don't agree with what I'm saying, but you've never faced racial injustice in your life, like I said before, you've never been someone who feels like you're talking to a system that's a brick wall, and the only time they listen is when you start tearing down Targets. Mm-hmm. It's like, and then people are so upset. It's like, do you get paid by Target? Like, do you own Target stock?
Right.
Like, why do you care?
Why do you care?
Like, why is Target a personal family member to you?
Target is a billion-dollar company. They're good.
You would think Target was their firstborn. You'd think they literally birthed the fucking Target. Like, came out of their vagina. Like, what the fuck? There will be another Target. They will build a Target back up. Target don't even care.
They don't care. But they're still paying those people, by the way.
Exactly.
In Minneapolis.
But
yeah.
Every time. Exactly. If I have a new switch, mind your business. But what I don't need is a Martin Luther King quote out your mouth. That's what I don't need.
People,
some chopped and screwed Martin Luther King quote.
Yeah.
That's what I don't need.
Yeah. And people are like, oh, Martin Luther King with this, Martin Luther King with this. I'm like, you don't know what you're talking about. You literally know nothing about Martin Luther King. You know nothing about how he was treated when he was there. Also, did you know Martin Luther King tried to kill him before this?
Oh, I didn't know that.
It was like, but it was some like mentally ill black lady. It wasn't like a real assassination. She stabbed him in his chest.
Oh, really?
She stabbed him.
Wait, why'd she do it? She was mentally ill.
She was mentally ill. Yeah, she just was mentally out. She stabbed him with like a letter opener at like a book signing.
What the fuck? I never heard that.
Yeah.
Was it deep enough? He went to the hospital?
He went to the hospital.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. It was like right next to his heart. He went to the hospital and she stabbed him and they didn't pull it out. Like, they were trying to decide. They were trying to decide, like, oh, should we pull out? Should we not? And then, like, it's a good thing that they didn't, because obviously.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people know now, if something punctures you, you don't pull it out.
Yeah.
Like, you go to the hospital or whatever. Stabbed his ass.
I never heard that. See, that means so much out of history books.
Mm-hmm.
That's so, but you ever heard, like, there's always that, like, I guess, like, it's kind of weird. Because, again, we don't talk about a lot of things about, it's empty.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sorry. We don't talk about a lot of things about Martin Luther King's life, mm-hmm. but there are like these weird like niche of people who are like Martin Luther King truthers.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever the truth they want to be heard is that he had an affair, like nobody talks about. Woo! Oh, nothing's happened.
Yeah,
but, like,
I mean,
there's like this whole small community of just like affair truthers, and like all they want to do is bring to light that this man had affairs. Like, there's just so many people that they feel like this is the way to like defame this man.
And the thing is, when people do that, they're like, oh, Martin Luther King cheated on his wife. I'm like, what the fuck does that have to do with the civil rights movement?
It doesn't.
Okay, and
it's,
so
I mean, it's not. I don't like.
And when I mean, yeah, I don't endorse him cheating on his wife, but like, what is that? I mean, I guess that they're trying to say like, oh, he was a pastor.
He wasn't perfect.
He was a regular person. But we know that. But the thing with that is, when I was doing this research, I had that in the back of my mind. Like, I was like, okay, maybe I'll finally find something about the him cheating on his wife type of thing. And the only thing I found about him cheating on his wife was shit from fucking J. Edgar Hoover.
That's what I was about to say. That's what I think. I think it's kind of crazy because, like, when you said it the first time that she had, the Coretta Scott King had received that video, mm-hmm. It's kind of fascinating to see how things like that fester in society for years to come.
And they warp
because,
it.
Like I said, like, literally, there's a whole bunch of people who, like, but if you even say Martin Luther King, the first thing they're
going to
say. You
know, he cheated on his wife.
And then they're like, with a white woman. And, like, there's just like this. It's like, yeah.
And I'm like, but did they prove? Like I said, the only thing I could find about Martin Luther King being sexually devious, a drunk, having orgies or whatever. It was all from the FBI. And they're not trustworthy. So I'm like, is that... I mean, maybe he did, maybe he didn't. But people really say that, like, it's a proven fact. Like, no, he did this thing. This thing happened. I'm like, this is something that was... that the FBI was trying to use to defame him. And maybe they did get tea. Maybe it was true. But I just don't trust them enough to say for... fact that, like, oh yeah, he did this thing.
Yeah.
I don't trust them.
Which is so wild, though, because, like, people talk about Bill Clinton, and they, sorry, I'm always talking about Bill Clinton. I don't know why, I just am.
He's wild.
Yeah, but people talk about, all the time, I feel like people talk about Bill Clinton's affair, and that's, like, the highlight of, guess, like, his, like, presidency. But people still always are, like, how do I say it? They don't, like, discredit anything he's ever done. Like, some black people will be like, yeah, he was the best president ever.
Yeah.
Like, times were good when Clinton was in office. And no one talks about it. But it's, like, this whole device people use whenever you bring up Martin Luther King.
Yeah. I haven't found any proof of that. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. But I think it's neither here nor there. And I just... It's just so bizarre. I feel like it gets on my nerves how people just rewrite history. They rewrite and rewrite it and rewrite it. And then it's like when you are not woke, but I guess when you're not aware of the way that America rewrites history, it's like, okay, cool, whatever. But when you hear somebody talking that's bullshit, you're just like, what the fuck are you talking about right now?
Yeah.
That didn't even happen. Yeah, it's craziness.
This country is really weird because I think sometimes people who are, you know, like, pro-America and they just, like, love it here, they always talk about, like, oh, this is the land of the free, you won't get censored, like, we're not like China or a communist country or a socialist country, we're this and that, and capitalism is sensational.
Propaganda.
Love it. But the same time people don't realize is all the time we as a society are being manipulated and our history is being rewritten.
Yep.
And, like, the longer we just, like... what is it called? Like, drink the Kool-Aid and just believe that every piece we get is true. We're not, like, acknowledging how... I feel like black people always are, but we're not acknowledging how flawed our society is. Mm-hmm. And that allows us to get history books that have it. Like, mm-hmm. I think that, like, hopefully us as a generation, that we start to stand up and be like, as my kids or whatever I have, I open their history book.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, this is missing from what I was. Like, hopefully we, I guess, set a better standard of it. But with Trump's presidency, they lie to us like every day, so I really don't have that much faith right now. Apparently I was supposed to drink bleach, so apparently I should have drank my bleach by now. I'm missing my bleach dose for the day.
I wish he would fucking drink bleach. And when the looting starts, the shooting starts.
He said that?
Yes, he tweeted it.
Oh shit. I muted Trump. You can't even put it on my timeline. I'm dead ass.
I'm literally like, it's just like, what? I feel like Trump is so bizarre and so crazy and
he
so like
I know dementia, and that's it.
The nigga probably do got dementia.
He does!
Like he's so crazy that, like, it's unsettling because he does stuff that's so inappropriate and so blatantly racist for somebody who's supposed to be leading the country. But I feel like he does it so often that we're kind of, like, used to it at this point.
No, it's
and
so
it's unsettling
to
me.
It's so weird because, like, my mom always says, she's like, she remembers when, like, Obama, like,
wore tan suit.
And it was news for days and weeks and news. But I feel like now we move on so fast. Like, Trump has been caught. Like, I remember one time that Trump, it was like some hurricane was coming to hit some area. And they had edited Photoshop the image to make it look like the path of the storm was going to hit harder than it was.
Mm.
And then the national oceanic, whatever the national weather people are, they had to retract a statement and be like, this isn't real. And they had to write a whole statement saying he had altered it. And then the crazy thing is then the email thread got released of these scientists and meteorologists literally, like, having panic attacks and being so up in arms that they released this doctored image. And that was news, I swear to God, for like 4 minutes. And the only reason I remember it is because I was riding home on the train. There was nothing to do. My train was delayed. And I read the whole article on it. And I feel like nobody ever talked about it. But that's insane. That's crazy. That's literally insane.
But I feel like he's so insane that it's like I said, we're used to it. Like, we're like, oh, there goes Donnie being a fucking dick again, like, but this is the president of the United States. He should not be doing this.
Exactly,
stuff.
But the bigger thing is, and the bigger and scarier thing is that, in my opinion, I mean, again, this is a parody podcast. In case you guys haven't got the joke yet, this is a parody because I don't want to get sued by nobody, and I don't want any of this. And y'all don't want this work either. But
you want no smoke? I just want to say your opinion freely.
These opinions are our opinions, and this is a parody, blah, 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 whatever's going to get me legally not obligated to this. Anyways, I'll just put the statement there. Anyways, all I'm saying is, to me, the scarier part is, like, I may or not believe that Donald Trump has dementia, and the whole tea is that there is a bigger person at work who is orchestrating all of this. Mm-hmm. In my opinion, Donald Trump is really a puppet, and they let him go on the air and say all those crazy things, and that really distracts us. But there are able-bodied and mentally fit people who are working behind the scenes to push all these crazy bills and laws, and Trump is just signing them and stuff like that. And I feel like what we have to look out for really is senators and congressmen and people like that who are kind of writing these bills and orchestrating this movement. Because right now it's very easy, I feel like, to get stuff through Trump. Yeah. So I really do think he has dementia. Sorry. But I think that, like,
his fucking old ass probably does have dementia. Yeah, his fucking exactly. stupid ass.
Like, I think they keep him sitting there because he's really a puppet. Like, so many laws have been passed and people have been waiting and waiting to churn out. He's, like, the perfect puppet. I feel like he barely even halfway reads the stuff that comes past his desk. Like, you can get anything through this man. So I think to get him reelected again is great for people because you can get everything just funneled right through this person. So, yeah. I hate that man. Look out for other people.
And it's crazy because I feel like in the history books, like, we're going to, you know how, you know, Donald Trump is bad. Donald Trump is so fucking horrible that he makes George W. Bush seem not that bad.
I'm hip. People love George W. Bush.
George W. is off the fucking hook now. Like, I remember he was public enemy number one. Now it's like, I mean, at least he tried to hide his racism little bit. You know what I mean? Like, Donald Trump is just out here wilding. Like, but and on Twitter, too. Like, he's not the president.
Bruh, like, whenever I, like, do something bad from now on, whenever I think I've made a really bad impression, I'm going to be like, don't worry about it, Jade. Because in about 10 years,
you'll be the president.
The Donald Trump will come along, and they will wipe slate whatever horrible reputation I have in my job.
Yeah.
Literally.
But I feel like the disturbing thing is, I feel like it's going to be, like, 20 years from now, and they're going to, like, rewrite this shit to make Donald Trump seem, like, not so bad. Like, all this bizarre, like, the photoshopping the images, the shithole country comments, the when the looting starts, the shooting starts comments, like, all that stuff. I don't think anybody's gonna, it's not going in the history books. It's not. They're gonna have to come back to people who are actually there and be like, oh yeah, that nigga was wild as shit. Like, it was crazy.
I agree with that.
It's really
unsettling because, like you said, it kind of goes like this. In 20 years, they'll rewrite it. In 40 years, there'll be a whole new Jaden Taylor and a whole new group of people. And all I'm serious. And all of a sudden, all these lawsuits and truthers will come out of the woodwork.
And they'll be like, have y'all seen these tweets?
No, exactly. No, I'm serious. And see what really happened. Because right now, there's a whole campaign. What's his name? I don't remember his name. But, sorry, I should know. But there's, like, the Twitter CEO. Like, basically, Mark Zuckerberg was, like, coming at his neck
for allowing like Trump to tweet. Isn't his name Jack or something, the Twitter dude?
Yeah, Dorsey.
I don't know. Don't quote me.
But yeah. So then he came under fire for some of the stuff that Trump had said, basically allowing him this whole time to spew, like, lies and, like, fake news, like, on Twitter. And it's kind of funny that Mark Zuckerberg, like, was saying that because then he had to, like, literally go on trial, like, less than a year ago, or was it 2 years ago?
Yes, for Facebook.
For the same thing. God. I'm like, bruh.
Yeah.
But yeah, but I think that, like, so I know that, like, his Jack Dorsey, his whole thing about Twitter is he does want to be uncensored content if people have their full views. I think he's come under fire before. And he basically said that he'd rather allow Trump to tweet and have that knowledge out for the public to digest instead of it being said behind closed doors. He's like, the minute he, like, closes the channel for Trump to speak, then we won't really know. Because the only reason a lot of us know that he kind of, like, is a dumbass is because of the tweets. So if he couldn't send those tweets out anymore, we wouldn't really know half of the truth of who Trump really is.
But they've started putting, you maybe haven't seen this because you blocked him, but they muted him. Yeah, I should mute his ass. But they've put, like, not censure, you can still see the tweet, but Donald Trump will tweet stuff and they'll put, like, this tweet contains inaccurate information.
Oh, really?
Get the information here. Yeah, they started putting
on
that.
On the President of the United States.
Yes, on the President of the United States Twitter. And then he got mad about that, too. Okay? So now he's pissed about that. Yeah, now he's pissed about that. But, like,
you should go to Facebook.
Fuck him. But, yeah, they put on there, like, you can still see the tweet, but they'll put, this tweet may contain inaccurate information.
Wow.
Get facts here. And they'll, like, link, like,
I'm not mad at that. That's a bit of progress to me. I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at all.
So, yeah, I just... all this to say, I wish people would stop, like you said, using Martin Luther King as a shut the fuck up scapegoat, because it's like, y'all hated this dude. Like, y'all hated him. There was a poll that was done in the 1960s that said, like, about almost 70% of white Americans disapproved of Martin Luther King. They hated him. But now in 2020, they're like, oh, you should do like what Martin Luther King did, like be a peaceful protest. I'm like, but y'all hated him too. Like, I don't understand this. And I was talking the other day about Kaepernick. And I was like, it's crazy how, like, it was weird how when Muhammad Ali died, everybody was like, oh, RIP to Muhammad Ali, a patriot. Oh my God, I love him, blah, blah, blah. Like, he stood for something. I'm like, so y'all like Muhammad Ali, but y'all hate Kaepernick?
But wait, you forgot the key part. He transcended race. Fuck, what the? Don't you love that line? They transcended race.
It was.
I'm sorry. Every time I hear people say that, I just think about that little "The More You Know" star.
The more you know.
Like, what the fuck does that mean? Like, he transcended race. Like,
I don't.
He did not. Like,
I don't know what that means.
He was black, y'all. The day he died. I don't think he felt that way about himself.
That's the thing. They hated Muhammad Ali. They hated him because he was like, I mean, he was like, I guess, radical before it was like cool to be radical. He was straight, and people hated him. He said he's not going to war. He had to go to trial for that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But like, he stood for something. I mean, he got, I guess, got off, I guess, because he proved that, like, because of his religion, Islam, he didn't have to do that. He didn't believe in it. Mm-hmm. But when he decided, like, I'm not going to the draft, there was no guarantee that he wouldn't have to sit his ass in prison. And he did it anyway. And they hated him for that. So he's not a patriot. He's not an American. Oh, he's a racist. He's this, he's that. Look, 15 years later, oh, we love Muhammad Ali. He stood for something. Meanwhile, Kaepernick is like public enemy number one. Y'all have backballed him. But in 20 years.
But does that sound familiar though?
Yes, exactly. Very familiar. In 20 years, they're going to be like, oh, somebody's going to do some wild shit. And they're going to be like, why can't you just kneel like Kaepernick? Why can't you just kneel like Kaepernick? Y'all hate Kaepernick!
No, it's really wild though, because I think the NFL literally did release a statement.
He had a lawsuit with them, and they had to settle out of court with him. They paid him money because they blackballed him.
Yeah, and to this day he like really cannot play.
Yeah,
football.
He can't play football. Well, I don't know if he can't, but he doesn't. Nobody's gonna hire him, and he has like an NDA about the terms of his whatchamacallit, the terms of his court.
So this
stuff.
Is what I'm talking about. So like NFL basically he has been so. I would say his name wrong. Colin Kaepernick. He literally has been blackballed to the NFL. But like I said, today, the NFL has literally released a statement and they extend their deepest condolences to George Floyd. So I'm saying, like, already, like, the NFL has flipped their script about how they feel about this. It's so weird because, like, literally before our eyes, we can low-key see, like, history be, like, rewritten. Because, like I said, 20 years from now, when my kids open up a book, there will be the whole cover of Black History will literally be Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah.
And we'll act like nobody ever hated him. We'll act like Mike Pence didn't walk out of a game because of it.
Yeah.
Like, we literally will act like none of that ever happened.
It's terrible. It's crazy. Yeah. And then when Kaepernick dies, they'll be like, R.I.P. Kaepernick, a true patriot.
He transcended race.
He stood for something. He transcended race. And all you fucking looters and rioters, you need to take a note from Kaepernick's book. Shut the fuck up. You guys hate Kaepernick,
really,
and this
really,
nigga lost his job. Yeah, that's how it goes. What?
So, moral of our story today is just, I guess, maybe like a heightened awareness. Like, don't, like, as we all
don't drink that Kool-Aid.
Exactly. Don't believe everything you hear. And I guess, like, as we get older, remember, a part of being alive is I think all of us have somewhat of a responsibility to make sure our history is documented correctly. Even if it is just talking to your grandparents, the grandkids you might have one day, your nieces and nephews, I think it's important for all of us to really speak our truth and let history be told, like, correctly. So I think maybe, like, some takeaway is that if you have been involved in a protest or you've seen a riot, just make sure you tell people to get the accurate story across. And so it'll be passed down and passed down. Like, I don't think people realize, like, how important it is.
It is. Yeah, it is. I agree. Like you said, don't believe everything you hear. Make sure you get accurate information from an accurate source.
Yep.
And, you know, history books are not always written the way that they should be. You know, people think like, oh, this is a history book or this is in the library. Oh, it has to be real. No, it's not. You know, make sure you get your facts straight. Make sure you know what's going on in the world, actually. Don't drink that Kool-Aid. And, yeah. That's what we have to say. So, yeah, I hope people, you know, listen to this episode and realize, you know, let's reel it in with the Martin Luther King comments. Like, yeah, the thing that we're portraying about Martin Luther King wasn't actually how he was treated. He was treated badly, terribly. You would think that would be common sense since he was assassinated, but it's not. Y'all love him now, but y'all hated him then. And I feel like people don't understand. That's the main takeaway. Yeah, y'all love him. You hated him then. And people need to realize they need to be on the right side of history. Because 20 years from now, you're going to look back on this and people are going to, you know, whoever the person may be, you're going to look back, whether it be Kaepernick or, I don't know, who's DeRay. I don't know. Whatever. It doesn't matter. Or the right. Well, there's things about him. I was just throwing a name out there. I was throwing a name out there. I know there's things about, you know, certain people. But I'm just saying, whoever it may be, whoever's like the go-to for white people to be like, this person is, you know, they're too militant, they're this, they're that, they're blah, blah, blah. In about 20, 25 years, they're going to love this person. Whoever the new Kaepernick is or whoever the new MLK is, they're going to be the new target. So be on the right side of history and also know your history. Know what was going on. Yeah, know your be on the right side.
Know your history. You know your future. Facts. You literally do.
Facts. So don't be out here saying stupid stuff. This is Cognac and Conspiracy. Stay safe, y'all. If you're down at Target, pick me up a Switch and maybe a few comforter sets. I need some new sheets.
I need a TV for my bedroom. I will pay you handsomely, all right? Just hit me in the DM. You know where to find me.
You know where to find us. You don't, but email cognacconspiracy.
Just manifest it, okay? And you'll find me, okay? Just manifest to me.
All right, y'all. So hope you enjoyed our first episode back. So you can find us on cognacconspiracies@gmail.com, cognacconspiracies on Instagram. And yeah, that's it. It's Taylor and Jay. We're going to sign off.
Bye.
Bye.